At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here is your host, Tim Murray.
Welcome in, everyone. Another edition of the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast with cameras on our faces. Hide the children. That gentleman right there, the one and only Matt Eumanns. You can follow him on Twitter at MattEumanns247. I am Tim Murray. Four teams remaining, and if I had told you that the Charleston Classic was San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, Miami, and UConn, you'd say, yeah, it's a pretty good field. No, that's the Final Four this year down in Houston, Matt. We've discussed this all week long, but just circling back, just initial thoughts of how this tournament has played out. And, you know, it's certainly a surprise that here we are, a 9 seed, a 5 seed, a 4 seed, and a 5 seed are in the Final Four. But it also isn't that surprising based off how this year has kind of unfolded.
We talked a lot of times about how this is going to be a wide-open tournament, and that's a cliche, but this year it actually was true.
Yeah.
You know, a year ago, we had a Blue Blood Final Four, Kansas, Villanova, Duke, North Carolina. We have the opposite this year. So I think UConn is the one, you know, fringe-type Blue Blood in this Final Four. But, Tim, it's when you have a one-and-done tournament, there's always a chance you could have something like this happen when you don't have dominant teams at the top in college basketball. If you played this tournament over and everything was a three-game series, best 2 out of 3, instead of a one-and-done, we'd have a much different Final Four.
Well, and that's the beauty of this tournament, right? And why we love it so much. But, you know,
here, and sometimes hate it. Love it and hate it. I've seen your tweets. Sometimes you hate
it. What? I am positive as the most positive person out. I don't know what you're talking about. I am the most positive person out there. I do want to point something out here on this podcast. If you've been listening, thank you so much. And rate, review, subscribe, let friends know. We only have a couple more left. As we go through the college basketball season, one more before the championship game. Usually it's myself, Matt Eumanns, myself, or Adam Burke. We are going to have a special guest join us a little bit later on in the podcast, former Notre Dame men's basketball coach Mike Bray, who is now going to be a member of the media, even though there were some thoughts initially he might head down to South Florida, be their men's basketball coach. So Mike Bray will join us, give us his perspective, his thoughts. Certainly has coached a fair share against Jim Larrañaga, and that Miami team played them once this year, actually led at the half before ultimately Miami won that game against the Irish back on December 30th. So I guess, Matt, let's start with UConn and Miami. Right now, we sit, as we record this, on a Thursday afternoon. The total is sitting at 149, pretty much across the board. We're sitting at circa. It's actually 148.5, and the spread is at 5.5. Now, I know you're going to get to your play on this, how you're looking to play the Final Four a little bit later on, but just breaking this game down, how does Miami pull off yet another upset? Because would you say that they've had the hardest road to the Final Four of the other three?
Probably, but UConn has not had an easy road.
I agree.
Some people are saying. I think UConn has made it look easy, and has gone through four really good coaches along the way. You know, you talked about Rick Pitino and Randy Bennett, Eric Musselman, and Mark Few, and those are good teams. But UConn's won those games by an average of 17.5 points, made it look easy. How can Miami win this game? Because Miami plays a different style than UConn, and that's what's going to make this game, I think, challenging, potentially challenging for UConn. Is when you have Isaiah Wong, Nigel Pack, Jordan Miller, guys like guards like that who can get hot and kind of carry an offense. A team like that is always dangerous. Those guys average a combined 46 points, and they all shoot 35% or better from three. Wong and Pack are two guys who, hey, man, if they're dropping their threes in this game, UConn could be in trouble. And I think Wormir inside has become a beast. He's playing, it seems to me, like at a different level in this tournament, too, averaging 10 rebounds for the season.
And to think, Matt, real quickly, you know, heading into the first round game against Drake, a side that I was on, I was very calm, you know, when Drake didn't score basically
got
a field goal.
16-1.
Yeah, I was very calm down that stretch. Ask my producer Britton back there, as he drove me to the airport that day. But he rolled his ankle in the semifinal against Duke in the ACC tournament, and there were thoughts, hey, is he going to play? Is he going to be available? And not only did he play against Drake, he had 14 rebounds in that game. And to your point, I mean, the Texas game was the only game he hasn't had double-digit rebounds, and he has been really impressive. 12 points in the game against Drake, 7 against Indiana, 12 against Houston, 11 against Texas. And, you know, he is going to be incredibly important going up against that massive front line of UConn.
Oh, yeah. When you're talking about Adama Sinogo, who's 6'9 and is a beast down there, and you got Donovan Klingon, who's 7'2, 270. Wormir is going to be really important here, but the guards are what's going to really carry the Miami offense if the Hurricanes are going to have the chance to pull an upset. By the way, Miami 9-2 against the spread as a dog this season, so the Hurricanes have been pretty good in this role. Yeah, you're right. The path to the Final Four, toughest for the Hurricanes, go through Drake, Indiana, Houston, and Texas. I think UConn has been the most impressive team. And when we get to the Final Four, if you ask 10 college coaches who's the best team in the Final Four, all 10 are going to say UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to lead to a bet I'm going to talk about later and how I played this. But I also am not going to lay the 5.5 here because I think the Hurricanes are dangerous. Tim, right now we don't know if these guards, if Wong and Pack and Miller, if these guys are going to come out hot. And if they do, I think you're going to be able to tell really early in the game if UConn's going to struggle to win this one.
You know, when you look at the total in this game, Matt, you know, Miami has done something that to me has, you know, what's been impressive to me about Miami, and obviously, you know, people listening to this podcast, watching this, they realize what Miami's strength is, offense. They're fifth in the country in offensive efficiency, and they really struggle defensively, 104 in defensive efficiency. However, that hasn't really, I don't want to say it hasn't mattered, Matt, but they've figured out ways to overcome that. When you look at, you know, the Houston game where they're just running pick and rolls and Nigel Pack is going nuclear from three. So, you know, this team has certainly showed the capabilities. And you mentioned, you know, them thriving in this role. I mean, I remember I bet against them a couple of times during the regular season in just spots that seem kind of tricky where they're, you know, a small dog on the road and you take that short favorite at home and, you know, they kind of bucked that trend a handful of times this year, which was the, you know, the ranked team catching points on the road. I want to say three or four instances I remember, you know, either seeing that or betting against it personally and coming up on the wrong side. But as for the total, you know, if you're Miami, you know, if you're looking, is there a correlation here if you do like Miami catching the points to look towards the over in this spot? Because it feels to me, Matt, if Miami's going to have a chance in this game, they're going to have to be shooting well, going at their own tempo, not a crazy tempo type of team, but you still look at, you know, the possessions that they've played this NCAA tournament, 72 against Texas, 70 against Houston, 69 and 69 in the first two rounds against Indiana and Drake. It feels like this team's going to get up and go, and hey, you're getting, you know, Texas led by double digits the majority of that Elite Eight game, and they just kept coming and coming and coming and ultimately, you know, pulled out the victory.
Yeah, you put up 89 points on Houston, 88 on Texas. You're doing something right offensively. And, you know, my inclination is usually to bet unders, and especially when you're playing in a dome like this in Houston where you got a poor shooting background.
Yeah.
I don't want to bet the over. But the way Miami's clicking offensively right now, I think it's tough to bet the under. And but you know what? UConn can win games in different styles. They can win, you know, the so-called rock fights, and they can also run up and down the floor with you and beat you in a high-scoring game. So I don't think UConn's afraid to play that style with Miami. And also, UConn's got some very good individual defenders. When you talk about Andre Jackson, Jordan Hawkins, and guys like that who can defend at the guard spots. One thing you try to do against UConn, you want to pull Sanogo and the big guys away from the basket with your screening action and things like that. But I don't think UConn's afraid to play Miami's style here. I don't really have a strong opinion on the total.
Yeah. We're going to get to, once again, Matt's play on UConn and how he's looking at to play them throughout the entire tournament here. We're going to hit a break in just a moment and look at the first semifinal of Florida Atlantic taking on San Diego State. But real quickly, you know, UConn, the way that they've been playing, was this a team, and no, hindsight's being 2020, but entering the tournament, when you looked at their advanced numbers, right, they were top five in KenPom. I wasn't a full believer in them. The last time we saw them entering the tournament, they lost a semifinal Big East game to Marquette.
Right.
But is this a team that maybe we over or undervalued a bit coming into the NCAA tournament? Because I know a lot of wise guys out there, Matt, they were high on UConn, and they had a stretch in the Big East season where they kept under-delivering. Is it just a situation where they're hitting it at the right time, or do we just kind of overlook this UConn team?
No, I think they also got hot at the right time. Both these teams, Tim, Miami, UConn, failed to win their conference tournaments, right? So it's not like they were coming into the NCAA tournament hot, where you can look back and say, wow, I should have recognized this team was playing its best basketball, because they weren't. They just got knocked off. UConn just got knocked off. I bet UConn to win the Big East tournament and lost that bet.
Right.
You know, so I was not looking to ride the Huskies necessarily in the NCAA tournament after what I watched in the Big East, but a lot of times losing in a major conference tournament like that can be the best thing for you going into the bigger tournament, and we've seen that happen time and again. I think the biggest advantage here when we talk about the two teams is that UConn has got the potential to crush Miami on the offensive glass, and UConn is so much better defensively.
And Miami's so limited on depth. My biggest worry would be, does Omir get into foul trouble? If so, good night, sweetheart, to quote Lee Corso. That's Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Mike Bray coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk San Diego State FAU on the other side.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here is your host, Tim Murray.
We keep it rolling here on the College Basketball Betting Podcast alongside Matt Newmans at MattNewmans247 on Twitter. I am Tim Murray. You could follow me at 1TimMurray. Former Notre Dame men's basketball coach Mike Bray going to join us on the other side in the next segment. We'll get his perspective on the Final Four. He has coached against Miami this year and certainly has thoughts on all of these teams. The Florida Atlantic San Diego State game, Sean, you know, it's just crazy to think that here we are in the Final Four in Houston, a arena or stadium that holds 71,000 people. Now, I don't know if they're going to fill all that up based off of some of the ticket prices that are being shown out there. But Florida Atlantic's arena, if you want to call it that, holds 2,500 people. And the Owls have now made it to the Final Four. But, you know, all kidding aside, you know, this is a team that has been the part all year. You know, playing in a conference like the conference, like Conference USA, and playing as well as they did, winning that conference tournament championship. I was on UAB in the championship game. Not the case. They were tremendous in that one. And Florida Atlantic has been tested. Now, did they get a fortunate break multiple times where, you know, maybe they should have? Well, I think they should have. The ref should have called a timeout on a loose ball at the end of the Memphis game, or the fact that they didn't have to face a one seed in Purdue, but they beat Tennessee. They beat a red-hot Kansas State team. And here the Owls are sitting in the Final Four. And then San Diego State, Matt, a team that you know quite well, betting as much Mountain West basketball as you have done over the years. We'll start with San Diego State. What in your eyes makes them as good as they are? Now, a couple years ago, this is a team that was going to be a one seed. If, you know, COVID doesn't cancel the NCAA tournament, who knows if they make a run. But, you know, Brian Dutcher has done a really, really good job, especially scheming things up. And the defense, as we saw against Creighton, can be really suffocated and can get to you quite a bit.
Yeah, it's interesting. That 2020 San Diego State team was 30-2. Malachi Flynn was the high-scoring guard for the Aztecs. That team was, Tim, much better than this San Diego State team. I've probably seen four or five Aztecs teams under Dutcher and Fisher that are better than this one. But this Aztecs team got hot, got the right path, and got the right matchups on the way to the Final Four. And it's great to see Brian Dutcher get there. guy's more than paid his dues in college hoops. What makes this team so tough? And I think, Florida Atlantic and potentially UConn or Miami, you're going to find out, is that you have really good individual, really strong individual defenders all over the floor who can switch off of anything. Long, athletic, excellent rebounders. A lot of times, Tim, I feel like San Diego State's best offense is a missed shot. It's a second shot type of offense where they grab the rebound and put it back. Second chance opportunities is what makes San Diego State so difficult to deal with on the offensive end. But on defense, they've got so many athletes who can play five positions. And, not a lot of teams can say that. And that's what makes this Aztecs team difficult and why they can drag you into their style of play. They can dictate the pace of the game. San Diego State, no matter who it is, no matter who the opponent is, I've seen this so many times, they dictate the pace. They make you play their slow, physical style, and that's a style they can beat you at, obviously, because they're better at it than you are. So you're talking about Lamont Butler and Nathan Menza. Those are two of the best defensive players in college basketball on the same team. So if you look at the three-point numbers from the tournament by the opposition, even go back to the Mountain West Championship game.
Yep.
Charleston, Furman, Alabama, and Creighton. You know the numbers. 16 for 94 from three in the NCAA tournament. 16 for 94. Utah State was a top five three-point shooting percentage team in college hoops. In the Mountain West tournament title game, 4 for 24 against San Diego State. Now, some of that's a little bit of luck and variance. You know, there are some open shooters who miss shots. But they stick to three-point shooters. They limit transition opportunities. They make you play their style. And by the way, Tim, San Diego State has played 12 straight games under the total.
It's incredible, that they have hit the under. The total sitting at 132 as we record. If you want to play that under, you can find a 132, I believe, here in Vegas and across some spots. But mostly, as we have it up on the screen for those of you watching with us, 131.5 has been the number the majority of the week. Because I wanted to bring that up to you about the three-point shooting defense that San Diego State has had out there. Because I put that in the VSiN.com write-up that I had on this game. 20 of 118, if you include that Mountain West championship that you mentioned against Utah State, who's a very good three-point shooting team, even though they did not shoot well against Missouri from three in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But, Creighton goes 2 of 17, Bama 3 of 27. It's been wild, but here's what's been interesting to me is Florida Atlantic has gotten to this part of the NCAA tournament, and they haven't been shooting particularly well, Matt, from three, right? They were a team that entered the NCAA tournament 37% from three, which was top 30 in the country. They shoot a ton of threes, about 44% of their possessions, or field goal attempts, I should say, end in 3-point shots, but they're shooting just 31% from three in this NCAA tournament. The only game they shot above their regular season shooting percentage was the Elite Eight against Kansas State. Mm-hmm. So they're 34 for 109. So what I'm trying to get to is here, can Florida Atlantic, I don't know if they can win this game shooting 17% from three, but Matt, they have shown the ability to adapt and win games even when their threes aren't falling.
Oh, no question. By the way, the Owls, I think, went into the tournament scoring 44% of their points on threes.
Yeah.
And to emphasize your point, they have not shot the three well in this tournament, still found ways to advance. But like you said, such a fine line between success and failure in this tournament, and sometimes the same thing's true with life. Like, you need to get a lucky break.
Sure.
And Fort Atlantic should have lost that first-round game to Memphis. And Kendrick Davis, Tigers' best player, throws the ball away for no reason when he's going to be fouled intentionally with the clock running down. You and I know this well because we had Memphis. Still ticked off about it.
Yeah, and I had him 20-1 to win the region. I still think what will happen too, but hey,
But do you have the tie-up on the floor? Do you get the timeout? Don't get the timeout. Florida Atlantic instead gets a bucket, gets the win, and here we are in the Final Four with the Owls. That's the fine line between success and failure. But I think the more you watch this team, the more you believe it's not a fluke too, because in the second half against Tennessee, Florida Atlantic took the fight to the Vols. They punched him in the mouth. They were more physical than a veteran team that was one of the toughest in college basketball. Tennessee had five seniors, Tim.
Outscored them 40 to 28 in the second half.
Yep, exactly. And then Kansas State, from the best conference in college basketball this season. Fort Atlantic takes over the game in the second half, comes back from 7 points down, and wins. So I don't think it's a fluke. When you got a guy like John L. Davis, who's I'm not going to say he's an NBA player because I'm not sure he's there yet. He might get there eventually, but he's a guy who he hits big shots. He's a really good finisher, and he's a smooth player. I think he's fearless, too, and he kind of embodies what this team's about. It looks like Fort Atlantic's got a fearless mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that Vladislav Golden, who's a guy who clogs the lane. He's a rim defender, and he's 7'1", but he's skilled.
And the one thing, and it drives me crazy, when you see bigs bring the ball down, used to always be told this, when you bring the ball down, you're the same size as a guard. Right. Against Kansas State, they threw him lobs and he just kept it up.
Yeah.
Dunk. And I was like, wow, he's been taught that, he's been coached that, and he's implementing it through,
Not too often do you see high major big men like this who are that skilled and that well coached. Just where they got the fundamentals.
Absolutely.
And they can score around the basket and defend. He's a...
His game against Kansas State...
He's a mid-major program, but he's playing like a Power 5 big man.
His game against Kansas State was his best game. I mean, I can't say I've watched all their games all year, but certainly NCAA tournament felt like his best game. The performance that they had, you mentioned the Tennessee game, because FAU is the type of team, Sean, that is willing to play at your pace. They'll go up and down... at your pace. They played at a high tempo against Kansas State. They played at a high tempo against Fairleigh Dickinson, but they played it really slow against Tennessee, which is what Tennessee wants to do. Oh, by the way, they played in the CUSA, where North Texas, the slowest team in America, and Charlotte, the second slowest team in America, played, and they beat both of those teams every time they played them. They're willing to play at their pace. So when it comes to this game and them playing San Diego State and the fact that they've played Tennessee, does the physicality of San Diego State overwhelm them like it felt like it overwhelmed Creighton late in that game on Sunday?
I don't think so, because San Diego State is a very similar team to Tennessee, Ted, or Wes, or whatever.
Did I call you the wrong name?
Whatever it is. Doesn't matter.
Did I call you Sean? Fred?
Don't you think San Diego State? Aren't San Diego State and Tennessee very similar teams?
Yes, very similar. Very similar. All right, we got to hit a break. I think Mike Bray is going to be joining us the other side. I'll try not to call Matt Eumanns the wrong name. I'm all over the place. Come on back. It's the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every day better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here's your host, Tim Murray.
We keep it rolling here alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm going to say that three times so I don't mess it up again. Matt Eumanns. I am Tim Murray. And, you know, Matt, today I went into the closet and I said, you know, I didn't have the full-on turtleneck, but I went sweater and I went green.
It's because
our next guest is a big fan of the turtleneck, and that would be now former Notre Dame men's basketball coach, 23 years up there in South Bend, the winningest coach in program history, led that program to multiple NCAA tournaments, more than multiple, and two Elite Eights. Mike Bray, coach, joins us right now. Coach, you moved away from the turtleneck as the years went on. You kind of went more of the open collar look. What happened?
My daughter finally put her foot down, God, this would have been 10, 12 years ago, and said, Dad, you got to get out of that thing. You just got to. But the mock got a lot of W. I got a lot of W's out of the old mock. Fear the mock, we used to say. And I was on a show 2 weeks ago, and I broke it back out. I just had to do it one more time. But, I changed it up and got a little more comfortable. And certainly great to be with you guys today.
Well, we appreciate it. And, not as Matt knows, as a big Notre Dame fan, but also a guy from the D.C. area, it was a no-brainer if we could get you to come on. But more importantly, I just want to talk some hoop with you. And I know you've been watching this tournament very closely. And, you know, we started the show, Coach, talking about everybody out there will say, you know, it's a wide-open season. But it really felt that the entire year. And these four teams are kind of indicative of what this season has been. This is the first Final Four we'll ever see, or we have ever seen, I should say, that has no 1, 2, or 3 seed in it.
It really is an example of what college basketball has become and how old college basketball has gotten. It's old. It's old because a lot of kids got the extra year with the COVID. You know, you have a lot of 23, 24-year-olds playing, and they can move around freely with the transfer rule. And so you can bounce back quickly by way of that, and with an extra year of eligibility and the freedom to transfer it with immediate eligibility. And, you know, Florida Atlantic is an unbelievable example of, you know, if you just took the names off their chest and you had their five out there physically, that's a power five group of young men. And I underline men. I mean, they're men. And you know, San Diego State we knew was going to be old, and actually Connecticut probably has the most young guys, mm-hmm. quite frankly. And Miami that we saw a lot of here, old guards that know how to play and set the tone. But when you look at what happened in the tournament, and you know, we were a sixth seed a couple times, and yeah, we got nailed by Old Dominion and Winthrop, and you thought they were going to burn my house down. Now one seeds go down, two seeds go down. It's unbelievable. And so it makes for one hell of a march. And this weekend, Saturday, obviously, is going to be really interesting to watch.
If they were going to burn your house down, I'm not sure what they're going to do with Matt Painter's house.
Anyway. No. You know, I'm sitting there. It's, you know, you live vicariously through each other in this crazy business. I couldn't watch it. I could not watch because I've been on that side of it where you're the higher seed, never won. We were a 2 and a 3, but you've got the weight of the world on you, and all you're doing is getting tighter and tighter.
Yep.
And the other team is loose and shooting from, 32 feet and chest bumping. And as a coach, you're trying to smile and get them loose, but you're tighter than your kids, but you're faking it. I turned it off. I said, I can't watch. I just can't watch.
It's exactly what you're talking about there. All right, this is interesting. The last time I watched Mike Bray coach in person was at the Maui Invitational at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Maui, Vegas, we weren't very good there. We stole one from Chaminade, and we blew the St. Mary's game, and we blew the Texas A&M game, but we were in Vegas for a week there. And of course, I always used to spend a week out there in Vegas with the recruiting calendar, but it's changed. We used to be out there for a week watching the prospects play. So I've spent a lot of time out there watching basketball and missing curfew quite a bit.
Mike, I did want to ask you, okay, so if you ask 10 coaches, which is the best team in the Final Four, I think all 10 are going to say UConn. Do you agree or disagree? And what do you think Miami's got to do to upset UConn on Saturday?
Well, I would agree with that because in December, watching, I said to myself, they're the best. Connecticut's the best. And then they hit their snag. And then you're in your league, and I didn't really pay attention to what was happening with them. But they sure look in gear again. And they are confident and got an edge about them and have all the pieces. Miami, with their guard play, they'll always have a chance. And again, they've got nothing to lose. They're kind of playing with, Connecticut's the favorite and we can just wing it. And what were they down 13 the other day and just said, let's just hoop. And their guards can take over and do things. So I think it's a great matchup. I would not be surprised to see Miami win the game. But Connecticut just seems to have all the pieces right now, especially the way they pound you inside with their size.
We're talking to Mike Bray, former Notre Dame men's basketball coach. You mentioned Miami. You guys played them back in late December, Coach, in South Bend. They're not a team that goes very deep, and historically, that's kind of the way you coached as well at Notre Dame. If you're Jim Larrañaga on Saturday evening, do you worry about the depth and the size too? Because Omir's been playing really, really well down low, and Matt and I were talking about that, Coach. But ultimately, Sanogo and then Klingon off the bench. How does Jim Larrañaga kind of overcome the lack of size against this massive UConn team?
Well, you mentioned Omir. There's an example of one of the great pickups from a so-called mid-major, a man who shows up. And I watched a little bit of Miami back in December. I said, oh, my God, now they got that physical. They didn't have that physicality last year. They had Wong, obviously, and certainly they picked up Pack. But the one thing about older guys, and we've been in that rotation a lot, older guys can play almost the whole game. They know how to play. They know how to pace themselves. They know how to play without fouling. And I think Omir will understand how to adjust to that. And he plays a lot bigger than he is. He can mess around and get 15 rebounds, even though he's not 7 feet tall. I mean, he is a flat out, that's a man who showed up ready physically. And man, is he, he's been such a difference maker because they didn't have the physicality in the post last year. And man, they have it with him. And Miami's going to play the way they play. They're going to come at you offensively. They're going to let their guards go off. They're going to guard you sometimes. And then sometimes they're going to rest on me. But all of a sudden they can go on a 10-0 run because of how gifted they are offensively, and get going. So, it's certainly a challenge with the bodies that Connecticut throws at you. They almost burnt my house down for this comment a couple of years ago. I said, depth is so overrated in college basketball. oh my God, Mike only's going to play seven guys. I can't believe it. And really, really, when you have old gifted players like Wong and Pack and Omir, they want to play the whole game. Actually, it's hard to sub for them. When you sub for them, they look over at you like, yo, coach, I'm good, man. Leave me alone. and you learn as you get to be a veteran coach, you do leave them alone and let them play.
Coach, we only got about a minute and a half left. I want to get your thoughts on this San Diego State Florida Atlantic team, because these two teams do go very deep on their bench, especially FAU. They love going to their bench, and no one really plays over 30 minutes on their squad. So how do you see the early Final Four games, San Diego State and FAU, playing out?
So impressed with the job Coach Dusty May has done. I mean, physically, what they have built down there is amazing, and it's cool. It's a great story. I just think San Diego State has a bit more toughness and edge and belief that this is our time. This is the group that's been pointing, you know, to do it. I think it's a great physical matchup, but I'm so impressed with the mental and physical toughness of San Diego State.
All right, Coach, in the final 30 seconds, it seems like your UConn-San Diego State Monday night. Are the Huskies cutting down the nets?
I'm going to go with the Huskies, the old Big East. I'm not part of the ACC anymore, so they can't find me. They can't find me first rooting against Miami. But certainly Jim Larrañaga is a good friend, so thrilled for him. But I just think the swagger and the edge and the confidence that UConn has right now, I'm going back to my old Big East day and the Huskies.
Well, and UConn has a DeMatha guy on it, so you can't go against your high school alma mater. So there you go. Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time and the insight, and enjoy retirement. Kind of weird to say.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but stay tuned, and great to be with you guys. I'll hit you up when I'm in Vegas.
There we go. There he is, Mike Bray.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here is your host, Tim Murray.
Wrapping things up here on the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast. Thanks to Mike Bray, former Notre Dame men's basketball coach, for joining us. You think he coaches again?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think so, too.
I think Jay Wright's going to coach again, too.
Really?
You know, you watch him in that TV studio. After a while, that gets pretty boring.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Jay Wright, once he starts to call games, I think next year he's going to be on the CBS lead team, right?
He should be. He's really sharp.
So it's Jim Nance is going to be out, I believe, and
Ian Eagle
is going to come in. They should actually put Jay Wright on the games because I like Bill Raftery, but I tell you, Grant Hill, nice guy, not
a little
much
vanilla.
Insight.
Yeah,
not
a little
much
vanilla.
Insight to what's actually going on. I think Jay Wright would be a big step up, but Mike Bray is on that level. He's one of the great analysts and personalities in college basketball. And but you wonder, you know, when you still got that competitive fire in you. Those guys aren't old.
Mm-mm. Mike Bray's only 63.
Right.
And, you know, But
you got to find the right job, Tim. You mentioned it early in the show. South Florida is not the right job. That's kind of a, you know, Dusty May said when he went to Florida Atlantic, he cried. He thought it was career suicide, right?
Yeah.
Thought it was career suicide when he walked in the gym. But it's not an arena. It's a gym.
Yeah.
By the way, I think in Indiana high school basketball, I played in 5 or 6 arenas that are much bigger than what Florida Atlantic's college gym is. But Mike Bray can do better than South Florida, and that's a really tough job. And when he decides to jump back in, and when Jay Wright decides to jump back in, those guys are going to take high-profile jobs. It's not going to be a USF type of thing.
I think Mike Bray, if he was offered Georgetown, would have taken it because he's back in his roots. But
I agree with that. Yeah.
He's going to head back to his to the D.C. area, and if I had to guess, it would probably be a job in that area. Mm-hmm. And he'll. By the way, I tweeted it out, and I was surprised when that initial news came out about South Florida. And ultimately, he is not going to South Florida. Amir Abdul-Rahim, who did an amazing job at Kennesaw State, will be their head coach. But he'll enjoy TV for a couple of years. He'll sit back. He'll hang out. And then, in a year or two, he'll be back on a bench somewhere and wrap up his career that way. But really good insight there. And you heard from him. He thinks it will be UConn, like you predicted. Head coaches, 10 out of 10 would say UConn.
How can you not?
And really? Let's get to...
That doesn't mean UConn's going to win this 10 out of 10 times, but that plays into the bet I'm going
to
make here.
So let's get to it. And we'll do a little best bets here, some final analysis to wrap it up here on the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast. We'll be back on Sunday at some point for a short pod to get you ready for the championship game. But over our shoulders here at Circa, for those of you watching with us, the current futures market is UConn -108 on the yes to win the championship and -112 on the no. You came on VSiN Primetime with Sean King and myself. I might have, may not have called you Sean, 7 times already in this podcast.
I think you did, Ted.
Yeah. and you said your best bet was UConn -110 to win the championship.
Yeah.
It got up to -120, dipped down to -115. I'll be honest, I tailed you at -115. I'm like, it's not getting any lower than that. Yeah. Give me -115.
There were 125s out there in the market.
And now it's at -108. But ultimately, I it's hard to disagree with you. And, I'll get to my best bet here in just a moment and why I think the rollover parlay isn't necessarily going to save you money
because
of where we stand, where they are as a favorite against Miami. And I do think FAU's got a real shot, even though Mike Bray thinks it's San Diego State. I think FAU's got a real shot to win that. So tell us your best bet right now in the Final Four.
Yeah, how big of a fool do I look like right now, Tim? I laid 110 on Connecticut to win the title, and I could have laid 108.
Oh, that's 2 cents.
I'm going to go out and bet this again, after this.
You?
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna lay the 108. If I do believe that, and Mike Bray reinforced that, if you ask 10 coaches which is the best team here in the Final Four, all 10 are going to say UConn, and I agree. And I'm not even sure it's that close. Now, in one game, if Miami's guards get hot, the Hurricanes could get hot enough to shoot down UConn in that game. But I look at both ends of the floor. This is the most complete team offensively, defensively. They got the size. They got the depth. Actually, outside of Big East competition, UConn is 14-1 against the spread this season and has won the tournament games by 17.5 points. Yeah, I think UConn's going to get somewhat of a scare, and it's probably going to come from Miami. That's why I'm not laying the points in this first game. I thought the best way to play this would be UConn -110 just to win the title, because Miami's the biggest threat to knock off the Huskies. I do not believe that San Diego State or Florida Atlantic next Monday could take down UConn. But Miami's a threat. But I don't want to lay the 5.5. I'd rather lay the 110 on UConn to win the whole thing, or 108. I really like Jordan Hawkins. Really like Andre Jackson. Those guys don't get talked about enough because it seems like Sonogo is the guy who gets most of the hype. But when I was at T-Mobile Arena last week and I watched UConn up close, I said, man, this very physical, strong team, even more so than it looks like on TV. And they got a lot of guys who play fill a variety of roles and are interchangeable on the defensive end of the floor. I didn't really see a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think the weakness is with UConn? I'm not sure what it is.
They don't have a true point guard. I guess that would be the biggest weakness.
I guess you could say that.
Would it be fair to say that the backcourt of Miami is better?
Oh, yeah. Miami's got one of the best backcourts.
They're tremendous.
And that's why Miami's dangerous in that game on Saturday, because of Wong, Pack, Miller. If those guys get hot, the Hurricanes could pull the upset. But I'm going to say that minus 110 is fair value on the most complete team in the Final Four, that every coach you polled would say this is the best team in the Final Four.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm not going to make it an official play because it's just flat out tailing you. But I'm in. I the more and more I thought about it, and I just thought, and look, we could be wrong, but at the end of the day, it's not laying minus 150, minus one. It's a bet, right? It's your standard juice, even a little bit less. You're saving 2 cents. We're going to the bargain here.
Minus
bargain
108.
Market. Yeah, minus 108, baby.
And by the way, what you were going to explain, go ahead and talk about it, because on Monday night, UConn's going to be bigger than a 5.5-point favorite.
I truly believe, maybe Coach Bray's going to be right. Very possible. But I think FAU's going to win this game. And I'm going to take the 3. I know there were some groups out there that gave out San Diego State as their play at minus 2. And that's why we saw movement on Thursday. And a handful of shops across the country. DraftKings, William Hill, Westgate here in Las Vegas and across the country, they're all sitting 3. So, you know, I took 2 earlier in the week for our write-up on VSiN.com, and I didn't know if it would move, and it has. So I'm going to go back in, and for the official play on this podcast, it's going to be FAU plus 3. I think this should be a pick'em type of game. So if I'm getting points, I'm going to roll with it. And we talked about it a little bit, Matt, you know, breaking down this game. I got your name right there. Plus 250. I would get it right. I just think FAU has shown that they can play what San Diego State wants to do.
Yes.
They can bully. If they get bullied, it's okay. They faced
Tennessee,
who bullied Duke into submission in the second round, and they withstood that blow, and they ultimately prevailed, as we talked about, with a 40-28 second half. So I'm going to take the plus 3 on FAU. It's a team that will shoot a ton of threes, so there's some variance there that makes you a little bit nervous because they haven't been shooting all that well, and we talked about how well the San Diego State team defends the 3, Matt, with teams shooting just 17% from 3 over the last 5 games, the 4 in the NCAA tournament and the Mountain West tournament. So I'm going to take FAU plus the 3, a deep team, a team that's battle-tested, and I think a team that's going to have a great game plan to go against San Diego State. But you talked about looking at this game as a potential in-game play, and I don't disagree either. So how are you going to look at FAU and San Diego State come Saturday night?
By the way, for the math guys out there, UConn's minus 240 here at Circa on the money line in the first game against Miami.
Yep.
If, depending how that game plays out, UConn could be a 7 or 8 point favorite on Monday night.
If they're playing FAU, I think it'll be 7 or 8, yeah. If it's San Diego State, it's probably 5.5, 6 again.
That's where I see the value in laying 110 on the money line for UConn. I don't want to lay 240 against Miami necessarily, and I don't want to lay the points either. I think I'm going to look to live bet the dogs in actually both of the games on Saturday. I'll take a small position like you just talked about on FAU plus 3 against San Diego State. And then I'm going to try to live bet this game and see if I can get the Owls a plus 5.5, 6, something like that, and try to play it a little bigger. That way, Tim, pretty much, I almost called you Ted, pretty much every Aztecs game is low scoring and tight and comes down to the wire, right? That's why the points, I think, are more valuable in that matchup, where I think FAU and San Diego State's got a good chance to go down to the wire. By the way, Florida Atlantic, I looked that up today, 24-11-1 against the spread. Obviously, when you get to this point, most of these teams got pretty good spread marks. But I think FAU's for real. The more I watch them, and that Tennessee game really convinced me. And especially in the second half against the Vols. So that's how I'm going to look to play the Dogs on Saturday, but UConn to win the title.
All right, UConn minus 108. Save those 2 cents. Come to Circa. That is Matt's official play for the Final Four. Give me Hoot Hoot, the Owls, plus the 3. For Matt Eumanns and Mike Bray, I'm Tim Murray. This has been the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.